Quentin, I got this theme song I'm working on. Like, it goes something like, the unknown preacher, unknown, unknown. Stop smiling. What do you think?
It's the unknown preacher.
It's us. It's us. It is us. Welcome to the inaugural episode of the Unknown Preacher LA. I am your host, the Unknown Preacher, aka LA, aka Lonzo. In other words, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. Now, I know some of you are like, man, not another old roller, not another Bible thumper. We have too much religion on TV, on the radio. There's a buku amount of religious-based podcasts. But the truth of the matter is this. You can never, ever, ever, ever have too much God. Amen. So I want to make it clear. I am just a humble servant of the Lord who will use this platform to tear down walls and build bridges. Guess what? I won't do it alone. So make no mistake, I'm going to be obedient to the one and no one else. And fortunately, God has blessed me with an amazing team. So not only will we give you sermons, messages, but also too, we'll have guests, panel discussions, we'll talk about current events. And I promise you this, an amazing journey, because God is good. So a number of people have already asked to come on our show. And I can tell you, for me, that just says that God is working. And we're extremely excited about it because, let me say this. I couldn't do this first episode without my favorite married couple, QB, Quentin and Brianna. Thank you for your wisdom, your technical support, and your words of encouragement. And by the way, I'll tell everyone this, check out their Resilient Love podcast. That's Resilient Love. It's a show with a lot of stuff. So I come on here today to say this as passionately as I can. It's time for kingdom business. Let me say it again. It's time for kingdom business. So many people are hurting. A lot is going on in the world. People can't afford rent. Inflation is up. Customer service is low. And most people are living check to check. And so many people are wondering, is this the sign of the times? Is this the sign of the times? Seasons are off. Anger is among us. People say and do whatever they want. Is this a sign of the times? Chaos and commotion. And how do we make sense of all of this? So I'll say two things real quick. First, Matthew 24:36. But about that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Only the Father knows. Secondly, get to know the Lord, pray to Him, read His word, and meditate on scriptures. And don't treat God like that very unpopular kid in high school who didn't have any friends until he or she graduated and became successful. You know what I'm talking about. Know Him now. Now, it is time to get down to business. We have an exciting first episode filled with two highly anticipated interviews. My first guest, I'll just say, wow. She's a rising gospel sensation. I definitely have her music on my playlist, and it's fire. It's buzzing. It's everything I love about gospel music. Please welcome to the Unknown Preacher LA, Alicia Daniel. Alicia, how are you?
Hey, what's going on? I am doing well, and thank you for having me on the Unknown Preacher, the first guest. That's real humbling. Thank you.
Oh, no, thank you. And how about that introduction I just gave you? What do you think?
Listen, I was all for it, okay? Up in the Rising Star, I was all for it. Thank you so much.
I'm only speaking the truth, you know. How was the travel here?
So travel was, it was pretty good. It was only a 2-hour drive. We had great conversations. I had my friend with me come and ride. Great conversation, just a 2-hour drive. That was nothing.
That's all right. And I want to say real quick, because I have to give a shout out to Mount Zion Church, because we are recording our first episode here. And so thank you for your generosity. I appreciate that. Now, my first question is this. How did you get into this wonderful industry, an industry that I love dearly?
Wow. So that is actually a loaded question, because anyone that knows me knows that I'm cool with just being home, singing by myself, singing to the Lord in the shower, singing at home, just sing with me and my children. So I do have 2 children. And one day I had a conversation with the Lord. The Lord was like, okay, Alicia, it's great and gravy that you're singing alone with me, but however, there is more, and you need to actually start putting out your songs. The songs that I put inside of you, Alicia, I need you to go ahead and start releasing those songs. So that's how it started. It took me a couple of years, but hey, here I am now.
That's still all right. I love that story. And I, you know, at the beginning, the intro, you heard me talk about being obedient. So that's what it sounds like you were doing. So that is awesome. I'll tell you this, when I heard your song, Jehovah, there was an instant appreciation for your music. And now you wrote that, right?
Yes. So actually all of my songs I write. Wow. Jehovah is my baby. There's so many songs that talk about what I want, I this, God give me this, God give me this. But I think there needed to be some type of appreciation of who God is. And that's what Jehovah is. That's my baby, explaining how great Jehovah is, how great God is, and how big he is. And he's so much bigger than our mountains and our valleys. So shout out to God, okay?
Yeah, I love it. That's what's up. So let me ask you this, so did the song just hit you? Because as an artist myself, you know, I'm a rapper. I got to throw that out there.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I just wanted to know, like, your creative process. So did it just hit you, or are you more intentional and deliberate and say, okay, I need some quiet time, let me pray on it?
There are multiple ways, actually. Yeah. So I'll start in a melody, and when I hear that melody, I'll go ahead and build that melody, start the words to it. That's one way I do it. Or it's really weird. Sometimes when I go for walks, or if I'm driving in the car alone by myself, I actually start hearing melodies right there.
Wow.
So there are multiple ways. Or I can also be in church and hear a melody instantly. And then there's one more way. Sometimes when I'm reading my Bible and I read a scripture, I'm like, okay, that sounds like that could be in a song. So there are multiple ways, but mainly mainly I hear a melody will just come, and then the words will start coming.
I love it. So I think we hit an internet glitch. The first way that what you just said now, the last thing you said, was that the first thing you said as far as your creative flow?
Yes. So
okay, great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I can start over. I didn't hear the internet glitch. So one way that I start this creative mindset is I could be watching a TV show and then instantly I can hear a melody.
Yes.
So I'll start humming it. And then the cool thing about technology right now is I can pick up my iPhone. I can voice record that melody and then I can start putting words to it. That's one way. Another way is sometimes when I take my walks or if I'm driving down the road, I can just instantly hear a melody and that's where it begins, the melody, and then the words come. And then also another way is in church, I can just sometimes hear melody instantly, or when I'm reading my Bible, I'll be like, yo, that sounds like that would be a banging song. So yeah, multiple ways, multiple creative ways.
I love it. So you mentioned in church. So did you grow up in the church? Is that where you started singing? Or?
That's correct. I did grow up in the church, raised with my mom, my grandmother, who gives me that inspiration in singing. My grandmother, she is amazing. She used to sing all the time. Well, not used to. She still does sing all the time. We have weekly prayer meetings, Zoom meetings with the family, and she sings every single week. She gives me so much inspiration, singing the old hymns to the new songs. She gives so much inspiration. She's a light. She's that light that we need in the world today. My baby, my grandma.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. Someone put a birdie in my ear and told me that your family, you know, your family's full of singers, so...
That's correct. We have a good bit of singers. So my grandmother had 7 children, but there are a plethora of other family members that know how to sing. We have my aunts, my mom. We all know how to sing. We can throw it down.
I love it. Hey, so if I ask, or when I say God's plan for Alicia, what comes to mind? God's plan for Alicia.
Ooh, that is a loaded question. God's plan for Alicia. I always bring it back to being an ambassador of the kingdom, where it's not about Alicia, it's all about God. So whatever it is, it has to be where I am that light to someone else, being an ambassador. When they see me, do they see Jesus or do they see somebody else that is tripping, that's potentially could be like one of those Pharisees that's always judging others? So the God's plan for Alicia is being an ambassador of the kingdom. And being an ambassador of the kingdom will have outlets of what the true plan is for Alicia.
Facts.
So it's pretty much taking it off Alicia. Let's just be real. Let's just be honest. Take it off Alicia, and it needs to be about God.
Facts.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for saying that, and I totally agree. And you know, when you put yourself out there, you have a lot of people. Well, not a lot, but there are some people who, let's just call them naysayers. And I'm sure we all, anyone who does what we're doing, you're going to have some, and they'll tell you that it's impossible, not just to make it in this industry, but to be a vessel, like you just said. And I thank God for my mother, because my mother always told me you can be and do whatever you want. So I was loaded with an abundance of confidence, knowing that if I put God first, all things are possible. Mm-hmm. What do you do to get through or get past those naysayers?
What do I do to get past those naysayers? Listen, there are a few things that are constant and consistent in my life. One thing is journaling, and I have to have that open line of communication with God. and express how I feel. So if there are naysayers, if there's some haters that are in my ear, I have to go to God about it, write it in my journal, get it out so that he knows where I'm at, and that he can help me with those haters. Because listen, haters are going to come. When we think about it, and I know we're not preaching. I know this is definitely not preaching, y'all. Okay,
no, this your floor. This is your floor.
This is not preaching. But listen, the Pharisees hated on Jesus. If we want to be completely honest, the Pharisees hated on Jesus. So who am I? I mean, that's Jesus, God, Jesus. So of course, Alicia's going to have haters too. So let them come. Jesus, he didn't care about it. So I'm gonna do the same thing. Not care about it. Journal. Keep it moving.
That's what I'm talking about. So you've been like recording now. Has it been 3 years? Maybe
am I? It has been 3 years. Yeah. Yes. Oh my goodness.
That's what I'm talking about. And you just dropped a video just 2 days ago. Praise the Father. Bless the Lord. Very well produced. I loved it. And so tell us a little bit about that project.
Awesome. So yes, Praise the Father, Bless the Lord. I actually wrote that song last year, probably in 1 year ago today. And I'm big on writing songs, and I could be wrong, but this is just my style, where I'm big on the song mainly being about God, uplifting his name, not trying to, of course we have trials and tribulations, but I like to focus on praising the Father, praising the Lord, expressing who God is. And that's where Praise the Father, Bless the Lord is, because he inhabits all the praise. He wants all the praise. And when I think about it, when we get to heaven, we're not going to be, I could be wrong, but I just can't see us singing songs about trials and tribulations. It's going to be about holy, holy, holy Lord. You're wonderful. You're awesome. You're amazing. You're great. You're the King of Kings. You're the Lord of Lords. So I'm big on praising the Father and blessing the Lord, because that's what we are designed to do. Praise the Father, bless the Lord, because he is just so great. Why not? Wow. Why not praise him? I mean, he is so good. When you think about it, okay, I could go on and on and on, but he's just so good.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And both of us can go on and on, man. God is so good. I'll tell you this, now that you said that, and I just pulled up the play because I was serious. You are on my playlist. And every one of the songs, you're right, that I'm watching or looking at right now, Jehovah, Sing Hallelujah, Praise the Father, Bless the Lord. Man, that's all. I didn't even put two and two together. I think I was caught up in the music, but wow, man, you're thank you. Thank you for sharing that.
Not a problem. So, once again, I don't know if I'm doing it right, but I just want to be obedient to what God has given me. If he gives me those lyrics to say, I'm going to move forward with those lyrics.
Well, I'm on your side, and I will say being obedient is doing right. So I appreciate you, sister, for everything. Thank you for blessing us. I think this is going to be a regular question on the show when I have people such as yourself on there. Your top five gospel artists.
Top five gospel artists. Listen, I'm a millennial, so mine might be newer artists.
Are you calling me old?
No. I'm not calling you old. Not calling you old at all. Yeah, but I'm probably gonna go on the millennial side. So I do like CeCe Winans. Okay, yes, I love CeCe Winans. Yeah. Even though she's not, she hasn't recorded anything, I've got to give props to my grandma. So my grandmother has to be a part of that list. So CeCe Winans, grandma. I like, believe it or not, I like Maverick City. I like Maverick City. Back in the day before Maverick City, there was Kim Walker. I still love Kim Walker. That's Christian contemporary. You said gospel, my bad.
You said, so I'm doing solo artists.
Okay. Solo artist. Okay.
Yeah, because I was pondering on this, and I had another group. When I said groups, I was like, there's no way I can combine group and solo artist.
Okay, so let's exclude Maverick City, and yeah. I'll say Naomi Raine. She's a single right. artist. Okay. Naomi Raine. Shout out to Naomi Raine. I just love. Yeah. Oh, and even when you hear her at the concerts, it's just awesome how the atmosphere can instantly shift. So I said, who did I say? CeCe, Grandma, Naomi, Kiara Sheard. Come on.
Yes.
Come on now.
Yes. Yes.
Props to Kiara Sheard.
In the spirit, man. Yeah. Yes. All right. One more.
Okay. Let's go. One more. One more. I was at four, not five. Yolanda Adams.
There you go.
I'm going to be honest. Yolanda Adams. Growing up, so my mom, back then it was CD players, and she had Yolanda Adams constantly playing. So it's definitely got to be Yolanda Adams.
Yeah, I am, Mo. She said growing up, they're CD players. Wow. Yeah, man, time goes by. But we have two, like CC and Yolanda in my top five. So
Okay.
You're good people.
We got a little comparison going on, at least two out of five.
Yes. Hey, anything else you want to say before we wrap up this interview, an interview that I appreciate so much?
I just got here a little over 3 hours ago, but I feel like I already have a new family.
There you
with
go.
Meeting your crew. Yes. Okay. They're pretty awesome. You can just tell that they have a very humble spirit and servanthood. Yeah. So that's one thing I would like to say. Another thing is thank you for having me. I think it's an honor to be the first guest on The Unknown Preacher. That speaks volumes that I'm thinking of, okay, you thought a little old me, Alicia, to be your first guest. And I just want to end with Praise the Father, Bless the Lord is streaming now on all media platforms.
That's what I'm talking about. And it is all that. I appreciate you. And thank you for blessing us today. Many, many prayers for a long and successful career. I'm thankful for what I've heard and for having you on here. And I want to share with the listeners, when you and I first met, I asked you questions about the business. And I just want to say this to you. I hadn't said it before, but I am so impressed at how much you knew and understood, you know. And so I've been in this for a minute, and I've spoken to artists through the years who were super talented, but they didn't know the business side. And some of us don't talk about the business side because this is a music of faith, right?
And right.
People will say, and it's easier, I would say, I dare say, easier to get ripped off because they will tell you that you're doing this for the Lord. But we have to remember God wants us, you know, to get our fair share too.
Right.
So I was just extremely impressed and happy that you are handling your business. You know,
listen, thank you.
Yes.
Oh man. Hey, listen, I'm gonna be honest. It wasn't easy to get started, but the first thing is you got to start. Anyone that's trying to be a part of the music industry or start anything new, whether it's a podcast, whether it's a new business, the first step is to start. You got to take that step. So if you're listening out there and you want a music industry, you want to be a part of the music industry, just start.
Man, thank you so much, everyone. Alicia Daniel, check her out. Thank you again, my sister. God bless you, and we will talk soon.
Awesome. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by the Black Farmers Hub and by Peanut and Zeb's Grocery Stores. Both serve as a platform for Black farmers and food and beverage makers. inspired by their family legacies with a mission to provide a platform for Black and Brown farmers. Support their work by visiting thesweeterjuice.com as they consistently advocate for food sovereignty and assist with alleviating food apartheid. The Black Farmers Hub and Peanut and Zelb grocery stores. This episode is brought to you by the Andrews Agency Digital Mobile. TAA provides business growth, marketing plans, e-branding, development, and sales and promotion. The Andrews Agency Digital Mobile. Is brought to you by the Black Farmers Hub and by Peanut and Zelb's grocery stores. Both serve as a platform for Black farmers and food and beverage makers. Inspired by their family legacies with a mission to provide a platform for Black and Brown farmers. Support their work by visiting thesweeterjuice.com as they consistently advocate for food sovereignty and assist with alleviating food apartheid. The Black Farmers Hub and Peanut and Zelb's grocery stores. This episode is brought to you by the Andrews Agency Digital Mobile. TAA provides business growth, marketing plans, e-branding development, and sales and promotions. The Andrews Agency Digital Mobile. All right. Welcome back, beautiful people. So our next guests are legendary. Their name has been household for almost 7 decades. Yes, I said that, 7 decades. Most recently, they've been touring. They're about to record an album, I believe, and they were featured on Madea's Family Funeral soundtrack. I'll say this, they're exciting. They're amazing. They're fascinating. Simply put, they're sensational. Welcome to the Unknown Preacher LA, the Gentlemen of Song, the Sensational Nightingales. Gentlemen, it's truly an honor to have you on the show. How are you?
We're doing just fine here. It's a pleasure, and we're honored for you to invite us here. And I thank God for allowing us to come to speak to you and your audience.
Oh, thank you all for blessing us. So, first, who are the members? Can I get everyone's names?
Yes, my name is Leander Campbell. I recently joined the group. I'm the bass player.
Awesome.
My name is Jalen Perry. I'm the lead guitarist.
There you go.
Yeah, my name is Lamar Crowder, the drummer. I've been in the group now probably 22 years.
Wow. God bless.
My name is Larry Moore. I've been in the group 26 years. And I'm singing a little lead in the group.
Okay. Wow. Thank you all, man. God bless y'all. Yes, yes. So you all, one thing I noticed is that you have been successful in transitioning each time the gospel music industry evolved. Each time the gospel music industry evolved, I noticed that you have been able to still stand, evolve with music, and just stand out through time. And I just want to thank you for that perseverance, for being resilient through all the years. Growing up, I remember hearing stories about the Sensational Nightingales. I think Reverend Cheeks, I remember hearing that name, and other iconic members before him. So can you tell our listeners a little bit about the history of the Nightingales?
Yes, the Nightingales, give you a little history on them. Well, originally there was the two gentlemen that founded the Nightingales. They were the Nightingales, and the two persons were Howard Carroll and Paul Owens. They organized the Nightingales. So after a few years, One of the guys went with the famous group, the Sworn Silvertones, and the other one went with the famous, renowned Dixie Hummingbirds. So wow. After that, they had gotten Reverend Julius Cheeks, the former lead singer who was with the Nightingales over 20 years. And so he lived in Spartanburg, so they got another couple of guys out of Philadelphia and Spartanburg in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And when they regrouped, they called the group the Sensational Nightingales under the guidance of Mr. Barney Parks, who was the husband of Madam Edna Gallman Cooker, a very fine singer. So I didn't come to the Nightingales till 1961.
Wow.
When I came with the Nightingales, that was Bill Woodruff. He was a longtime member. Joseph Wallace, who just retired after 75 years. He lives right here in Durham. And there were other members that came and went. So the last one was Brother Wallace and Brother Larry. He had came. So it left us almost like doing a duet. So God led us to go get these young men that's around us now, and our very fine group of fine young men. The one he just told you, the drummers from Richmond, Virginia. Another young man from right here in Durham. Have another gentleman from Norfolk, Virginia, and another gentleman been here about 4 years. He's from Laurinburg, North Carolina. So God has been real, real good to the Nightingales. And that if you stick with the word, you can never fail. This is part of our motto. And everything else will certainly and will fail. But the word of God will forever stand. And that's what the Nightingales are made up of. We believe in the word. We were born by the word. And we're going to stick by the word. Come what may, we know that the word will never fail.
Amen to that. So, Mr. Horace, so when you joined, you said in the 60s, were you instantly embraced by the group? Did you feel like you had to prove yourself?
No, I'd been on the road for a couple of years with a very renowned gospel singer. She became very famous. Madam, if you ever look up on the internet, I'll tell you what, she'll bless your very soul. Madam Edna Gallman Cook, I had graduated high school. I came home from college from 1 year, and after that I decided I love quartet singing. So she came through and needed a background singer, so I joined her as a background singer, her and me and a couple more guys. So Reverend Julius Cheeks, after a couple of years, Julius Cheeks left the Nightingales to form his own group, and I became a part of Reverend Julius Cheeks' group. He had left the Nightingales and joined his group. So I stayed with him a couple of years, and I just decided, for apparent reasons, and I don't know whether it was economics or what, but I decided to go home. And after going home for about a year, the Nightingales came through, and they knew my record as far as being on the road. I had experience on the road. And they knew I was a background singer that matched the Nightingales. So that was 62 years ago, and I've been here ever since. And I did like a couple of years. I did a hitch in the military a couple of years. But I left and went to Europe and stayed there about 18 months. And when I came back, I decided that I just was going to go back and get my education. I'd gotten married. And I said, well, I'm not going to travel anymore. So when they came back through, they said, man, we saved your job for you. You mean you're not going to take it? So here I am, 35 or 40 years later. So I just thank God that he's blessed me abundantly after coming back and singing with the Nightingales. They were a very, very fine group of fellows. And all of the older ones have passed on, the ones that have passed on, like our fourth stated, Brother Wallace spent 75 years with the Nightingales, and he decided 75 years, he said that was long enough for him, so he retired after 75 years. So we just thank God for the years. We see him occasionally. We're right here in Durham, and perhaps we might go by and see him while here in Durham, North Carolina. So I want to God bless you for inviting us to come on here in the first place. God bless you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. So what about the other members? Was it, describe that experience for the other members when they joined, because I could see the pressure.
Brother Larry Moore, he spoke earlier, and he came in the group after about 23 years ago. Mm-hmm. And he came in as guys went out, he stuck here. So he and I, only two here, the original members were considered. And the drummer, Brother Lamont, he's been playing with us for over 20 years. And the other two gentlemen, one is the guitar player. And when you hear him, you're going to be shocked, because he really fit the Nightingales to a T. Yeah, wow. So he's been with us. The drummer's been with us about 4 years, but he's been in and out learning our style before that for 5 or 6 years. And this other gentleman, he lived right here in Durham, and he just joined the group maybe a year, a little better. And they're a very fine bunch of guys. And I just thank God that we have came together to proclaim the gospel of Jesus. And we continue to let men and women, little girls and little boys know that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is certainly eternal life. God bless you for inviting us.
Amen. Thank you. I actually had the pleasure of seeing you all about 2 years, about maybe 20 and 2021, right after COVID. And you all were truly anointed. It was a blessing to watch you all. So thank you for that. Hey, we should really talk about the gospel music, about gospel music in general. How have you seen the industry change or evolve? What's different now for you?
I'm going to let another one of these members voice their opinion. Brother Lamont, you want to talk to him about how the music has changed?
Can you repeat that question for me so I can hear the whole thing for you?
Yeah, I'm just saying, in gospel music in general, we know that the industry has evolved, and I was just asking, what do you see different now than when you first joined the Sensational Nightingales?
I've been in the group, like I say, 22 years, and the very first time I've joined the group, my very first program was in Dunn, North Carolina. Quartet was a big thing back then. It is 2024. What I've noticed, more contemporary music has taken the industry. Like more people, more supportive of contemporary. Ever since the pandemic too, people slowed down coming to programs. All churches still not up and running. You still got the virtue. But the big change that I've noticed since I've been in the group, like I say, contemporary has taken, people still support the quartet, but not like they used to.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, really. I guess the world just changing in general.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I was also thinking, as I asked the question about like streaming now, that's what they do. When I was traveling as a rapper, I could go and sell my CDs. Uh-huh. And, now I don't know, like, do you all still sell CDs or what?
We do to the older people, because, older people still have the CD players and they're probably 8-tracks too. They don't know the MP3s and all this new stuff we have. So, we still have the support. The old generation. But too, a lot of quartet, I ain't gonna say a lot, but the younger quartet generation, they know that contemporaries has taken over, so they trying to change their music as too far as mixing it up with their music that they record now, like contemporary and quartet mixture.
Yes.
Absolutely.
For the new generation and the older generation.
Right here, Brother Larry, you gonna chime in here a little bit? Yeah. Well, we got an old gentleman over here. Let's get his opinion. We got a youngster in here. He's only been with the group about a year. So we go. If you don't mind, I want him to chime in.
Not at all. Not at all.
What's his opinion? Brother Leander, what do you think about this?
Well, I know one thing that I've been watching and listening at different groups for a long time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've been playing bass for a long time. I have played for certain groups that are already professionals as well. And so I came to move to Durham here, 1989. Mm-hmm. And I've been here. I'm a Durhamite, I guess you call me. But I'm from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, originally.
Gotcha.
And I played bass for the Brooklyn All-Stars. I played for the CBS Trumpeteers, the Singing Disciples out of Baltimore.
Wow.
I met a lot of stars, you know, mm-hmm. during my travels on the road. And I noticed that one thing about gospel, I don't think gospel will always go out. I don't think it will fade away, quartet.
No.
I don't think it'll fade out, because there's gonna always be fans of gospel, of quartet. Mm-hmm. My father was a quartet singer. That's where I got it from.
Mine was too, yes.
Yeah, my father was a quartet singer, and he had a good group down in Fort Lauderdale. But like the drummer said a minute ago, Brother Lamar, he said that contemporary has really came into the churches. You know, you got contemporary musicians that's in churches mm-hmm. now, being like it was a long time ago, just playing straight gospel.
Yeah.
They're hyped. Gospel is hyped up now to another point where people are dancing. People are dancing in churches now, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
That makes.
I guess it's the rhythm, the different styles of music that different musicians bring into these churches. So, and that's what makes a difference.
Yes.
I'm
listening, Brother Thompson here.
Okay.
And I want to share this with you. Yesterday, my daughter lives in Memphis, Tennessee. So while I was down there, I went to, have you heard of Malico Records?
Yes, very much. That's who y'all are with, right?
Yeah, well, the Nightingales, and I meant to share that with you. The Nightingales has been with Malico Records for 41 years. I was unaware of that until I went down there. So I left Memphis and went to Jackson for a couple of days. Mm-hmm. And let me share this with you. I don't know. The quartet music is taking a different direction in that the promotion is not there like it used to be.
Yeah.
There's a younger person behind the mic, but I'll tell you what, the Nightingales have lived and died by the word of God. But I mean, died, our spirits died, and we have a renewedness of the mind and a really renewedness of the spirit. And that it taught us that if you stick by the word will never go out and come back void. So that's what we're leaning and depending on it, because that's what our philosophy has been. We minimize the music and we try to keep the music down, and we can ask God to give us some messages to give the people, because people are hurting out there now. They need the word for consolation, and people need God now more than ever. So that's our mission, to let men and women know that God lives. He still saves, and he's still lifting up bowed down heads.
Wow, and that's powerful.
And that's what we're relying on this day and time.
Amen.
There's nothing else you can depend on. Can I get a witness, fellas?
Amen.
Because everything else is certain and fail. Yeah.
Let me ask you this, because you brought up a good point about staying focused to the word, and it is about God.
Yes, about him. Yes.
Talk about younger people now, it's harder for them. Fewer of them are engaged in the church. And so what's your take? What can we do, or should we be doing anything differently to bring them to the church, in your opinion?
Well, I don't want to take up all the time. I want them to share into, but my mindset is, if you stick with the word, you'll never go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And God will pick you up if you have to reach way down to pick you up. And he'll never fail. And we've been depending on him for 77 years. So we can't change now. I can't change my philosophy now, because I've been here for 63 years almost, and he's never failed me yet.
Wow.
The Nightingales. And I'm not really throwing no reflection on no other groups, but now the Nightingales, we just believe in delivering the message of Jesus Christ died for the sins of the world. And we've been sticking to that for 77 years, and we don't know nothing else to do. He bought us this for, and he's not going to leave us now. You know what I'm saying? And he hasn't left us yet. Never fail.
Yeah, preach it, preach it. So let's,
no, I'm not preaching. I'm going to let some of these other guys talk a little bit. I didn't mean to take up all the time. Yes. Brother Larry, tell him your name.
My name is Brother Larry Moore. Hey, Larry. I like to say this. Guy asked me, said, Larry Moore says, what are y'all going to do since they have thrown traditional music out of away and concentrated on contemporary and other groups? I said, we're going to attend to live with the name of Jesus. Because let me tell you something, the Nightingales are a church group. We go anywhere and sing God's praises, but we got a church ministry. And they don't play us on the radio. They don't do this on these big programs. We can still float in these churches and give God the praise.
Yes.
The young folks want us to do the hucklebuck and jump and kick and shout. But we go to the churches, and we can go in church and sing God's praises and do what God has anointed us to do. We're not a fashion group, like Brother Thompson said. And I tell you, since I've been with the Nightingales, I have really enjoyed myself. I've sung years in I'm from North Virginia. I sung with a local group I had, but I came to them in 1998, and I have enjoyed myself in the name of Jesus. Like I say, God bless you for letting us come and share our thoughts.
God bless you. That's profound what you said. So let's talk about legacy, because that's what I'm hearing from everything you, all the answers, it goes back to legacy. And definitely with your success, your longevity, periods of transition, you have without a doubt solidified your mark in the industry. And my question is, how does that sit with the group to know that you are part of gospel music history? I mean, has that sunk in to you? Do you think about it, or you're in the moment, or what are your thoughts?
Well, this is the drum again. Yes, they're a legacy group. They've been singing 77 years. I'm probably about 78 years old. No, I'm asking. But you know, like I said, they've been singing 77 years. They got some outstanding awards. They got went to the Grammys in 2004. Gospel MGA Awards, Stellas Awards, 2019. Like I say, Mr. Thompson, Mr. Hart Thompson here did the song for Tyler Perry movie. Yeah. So you know, it's a whole lot of outstanding awards. The gentleman did, especially with Mr. Wallace just retiring. He was a part of that as well. Yeah. So it's an honor. I'm 45 years old. I've been in the group 22 years. It's an honor that I'm part of the group. I'm from DC. My father was the drummer for James Brown.
Wow.
And he played behind the Howie QC's, another set of disciples out of Baltimore. So you know, it's an honor that I'm part of these gentlemen. And I'm blessed to be here.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lamar.
I'd like to share in on that. You asked about the legacy. Well, believe it or not, the Nightingales came through for many years. We worked out of Birmingham, Alabama during the Civil Rights Movement. Mm-hmm. And we weren't directly involved with the movement. But in Birmingham, we got caught up in it a couple of times down there. And it's not funny, but we lived through that when segregation was really strong in Deep South. And if when we do a next interview, I can tell you some stories that would be unbelievable. Wow. But God still brought us through, despite all of that ruckus and all of that disrespecting down South.
It's
stopping by the police for no reason at all. And pulling up to a station, couldn't buy gas, pulling up to a nice restaurant and going to the back to get. Now, I'm going to make a joke out of this one. Now, when I first came to North Carolina, I was telling people here, well, I'm from Georgia. That's where I was born, right out of Atlanta, Georgia. And so the people here in North Carolina said, oh, you from the South? Well, what is North Carolina if this not the South? So I used to have a lot of fun out of them. But God blessed us to go through a whole lot. You know, when we get in person, I can tell you some stories to make you, well, you're bald headed like me, so it wouldn't make your hair rise on your head. But
that's going to be unknown.
I can tell you some jokes. I can tell you some stories that you wouldn't believe it. So when we sit down, perhaps when I come back sometime, we'll go for dinner, and I can tell you some stories that you really, really, really wouldn't believe in, man. And I appreciate you having us to share in with your TV or your radio or whichever area that you are going to have people listening to this. But I want to thank you for just inviting us, man. It's a blessing.
Oh, no, it's an honor. And you just gave me an idea for another episode. So we'll talk after this. I want to really talk to you about that. That's phenomenal. And I said earlier, it was pretty cool hearing your music grow up. So I'm the one who's just honored to be in your presence. Any final words from the group? Anything you want to share? Are y'all, yeah. You are recording a new album, right?
Not with these fellas, but okay. A while back, while the pandemic was up and the group was sort of split up, there's a project coming out that I'm singing a couple of songs on with our good friend, Doc McKenzie, Paul Porter, and all us will be on it. But this was before we organized this group. For many years, the guys were dropping out, and Brother Joe Wallace here, he was with the group 77 years. So it actually left Brother Larry and myself done a duet. So we sat down and we decided to get these guys that's been helping us out all of these years. And Lord blessed us with a fine group of young men who love the Lord and praise the Lord and a decent young man. And we just go and pick anybody that could sing well or play well, if you follow me.
Yes.
We pick young men who love the word and love to share the word and love the Lord. And that was our main objective, to selecting men that believed in what we were singing. Because if two don't agree, they can't walk together.
Amen to that.
I got a minister in here. I don't know how scriptural that is, but two cannot walk together unless they agree.
Yeah.
Spiritually. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Because darkness doesn't help in a fellowship with the light, doesn't fellowship with the darkness. Come on now.
Amen. Amen to that. Hey, thank you. So any final words from the other members too? I really appreciate y'all.
Yes.
I want to make certain
I'm going to let the young man close us out.
And, okay.
But I do want to thank you for having us, and I want to thank these young men while they are here for believing what we're, because the music has changed like we first stated so much. And a whole lot of young guys won't like our more settled style of singing, which when we go to the studio, we try to pick songs that will edify and that will praise God and open blinded eyes. And that's basically, we don't depend on the music. We depend on the word. And a lot of young people these days, if you don't have the music going a certain way, they don't want a part of it. But I just thank God has led us to a group of young men who believe in the word. Because like I first stated, my last word is, everything else is going to fail you. You follow it down. Heaven and earth is going to pass away, but God's word will never fail. So thank you for having us. And the audience out there, remember the Nightingales, say a prayer that God will keep us in his will and in his way. And not only pray for the Nightingale, pray for the entire household of faith, that we can lift up the name of Jesus and praise him and give him all the honor and all of the glory. And I'm Brother Thompson. I do the booking for the Nightingales. And then you can reach me at 240-640-6235. And we travel throughout the United States. And I meant to share with you, brother, the Nightingales, have Lord have blessed us. We have traveled into maybe 46 of the United States. We've traveled throughout France, Portugal, Italy, Switzerland, Germany, Belgium, And I mean, Africa, we've been to 15 countries of Africa. The Lord has really blessed us. So I just want to share that with you, you know, because without God, we couldn't do a thing. But we want to thank him for blessing us to go and share in our ministry with the world. God bless you. Thank you for having us.
Oh, no doubt. Say that number again, Brother Horace.
My number is 240-640-6235. We do concerts, we do family reunions, we do anniversaries, and wherever the call of duty is called, we're always willing and up and willing to go and praise the Lord wherever we go. God bless you.
God bless you.
And we even do funerals.
We do. Yes. Well, we even do funerals as well.
Yes. Amen. Was it one more person you said was going to close y'all out? I want to make certain I give everyone an opportunity to speak if they.
I'd just like to say thank you so much for allowing us to come. When I heard about we were coming, I got so excited. People don't want to do this no more. But thank God for you, and God bless you. We've enjoyed ourselves since we've been here. You continue to pray for us that God will continue to let us use our talents and our gifts to carry his spirit. Amen.
Oh, wow. God bless you. God bless you. So, gentlemen, it's been a pleasure. Absolutely. It's been a pleasure to have you all on, and I will forever be grateful to have you. Bless us with your presence. I'm speechless on all the things I want to say, but, you know, growing up, hearing your music and to be in your presence, I'm just telling you, it's an honor. So thank you all, and God bless you.
And thank you.
All right. So that's our show for this week. We will see you next week and do our part to make the world a better place. Show love no matter how high we get. We will never, ever stop looking up to God. If you have a prayer request, I have prayer warriors ready, willing, and able to pray for you. Also, if you have questions, need advice, or just want to comment on the show, email us at theunknownpreacherla@gmail.com. That's theunknownpreacherla@gmail.com. Make certain you put the T-H-E first. I've spoken to a number of people when they emailed just unknown preacher. And it shot back. So the unknown preacher LA@gmail.com. And remember, if you want to make a difference, you have to be different. God bless you.